Lessons from the Lev, Parshas Bereishis. We have the great schus of starting once again a sefer, and we had the difficulty. I don't know. You know, this will become a tear shed moment where everybody will know where they were when Beit Shemesh never saw as many sirens as it saw. I davened Vasikin, so already when I was walking to shul, we started to hear a lot of booms, and we knew something very unfortunate was going on. And it really hit home for me, as one can imagine, when my son, who was in Yeshiva Neruchim, who was in Hester, who, Baruch Hashem, was having a good time on Simchas Torah, and we were wondering, he's going to get called up, he's here, hey, who knows, we won't know until after Yontif. And then at 11 o'clock, he shows up to the house. Somebody had to drive him home. His whole pluga was going in, obviously, to their army base to train, to start the process. He's already in Gush. And there's nothing more emotional than, I'm being honest with you, but on Shabbos, your son having to take the keys and having to drive and giving a bracha to your son, not knowing when the next time you'll see him. And as we know, we are in the most difficult time. I hate to be dramatic here, but at least for me, I think it's fair to say, since the Holocaust, I'm being serious now, since the Holocaust, there's never been one day where more Jews have died. Never. And certainly for me, in my life, a little bit longer than yours, there's never been a more tragic and difficult time for Klal Yisrael. And hopefully we can together get some chizuk. Obviously, we daven for Klal Yisrael. We daven for the Tzva Hagana Yisrael. I, with great chutzpah, make specific mention to my own family members who are serving in the army. My dear son, Yaakov Chaim, Ben Sarah Rivka. My nephew, Yaakov Shraga. And his brother, Yosef Dov. And my nephew as well, Naftali Sri Ben Miriam. And as I said, Yaakov Shraga, Ben Yochevan Nechama. And Yosef Dov, Yitzchak Mitzchak, my entire block, who probably has every single person on my block, from Rav Jake to Rav Boaz, all the Rabbeim that you know have sons that are fighting and some in really difficult situations. Someone who's close with me, his two sons, Rav Darren Peretz, who's the head of Mizrahi, Lev L'Chayel building, is being dedicated together with Mizrahi. His sons, Nebuch, have been injured. And I know a lot, unfortunately, of people who not only have been injured, but unfortunately have lost their lives, including one of my son's Yeshiva Yeruchim people. And this has never been closer to home for me, and hopefully for you, because it's very important to be margish the sorrow that Klal Yisrael is feeling. I appreciate that every single person here, number one, came to a shir that's impromptu. I appreciate that everyone here is not running to go back to their home countries, because you're in your home country. And you're not, as Rabbi Fass said, you're not running away from something, you're running to something. You're here in the homeland, and we're together, and hopefully together can share very, very important words of chizuk. Klal Yisrael needs chizuk now, and we, as we said, we also daven for nechama, for geula, for nechama, especially for so many people who have been slaughtered at the hands of Hamas, Yimach Shemo, v'zichroim. And those that are nedarim, those that are captured, it's unbearable. And I'll be very honest with you, for the last, as long as it's been, more than 24 hours, I can't wrap my head around what's going on. After Yontif, it was 100. We're up to over 600, 700. I'm just being honest with you. I can't fathom. So I want to start with something from the parasha. And again, everything that I hope is yotzim and alev, dvarim yotzim and alev. I'm being honest, I didn't have a great deal of time. But I've been thinking about a lot of different ideas, so if you just give me a few minutes, we'll review some of those ideas, and hopefully I'll be able to help you. Bereishis bara Elokim es haShamayim veHaaretz. We start our new parasha. And normally, anybody that knows me well, I don't normally go this derech, but I'm taking the derech of the great Hasidish masters. We know that the Torah, we just finished yesterday, for some of you who just finished today, right, ends with what letter? I don't let you call out normally, but I'll let you call out. What letter does it stand with?
Lamed.
Lamed, and it begins with what letter?
Bet.
Which spells?
Lave.
No, it doesn't. It spells Baal. But it does. Everybody's lave. It spells it backwards, and I think there's an important lesson to why it's back. Nobody ever discusses why it's backwards. Everybody says Lev, and have great things, Lev Tov, Bara Elokim. Yeah, okay, great. But we see that Bereshis Bara Elokim have the Osios at the end. Obviously, Bereshis Tuf Aleph Mem, the Osios, the Chos Moshe LaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Emes Shu Emes. It's also not exactly in the right order. So asks this beautiful Sefer Ritzua called Artos HaTorah. It asks a very simple question. Why? What am I learning here? To know that the choismo, the signature of the Rabbanu Shalom, is emes, is truth. What is that trying to teach me? And if it's trying to teach me that, why isn't it the first letters? Why isn't it the bays? What, meaning, why isn't emes spelled in the... I have to go to the last letters and it's out of order. So he quotes in the name of the Or Chaim. The Sefer wrote the Shevet of Musar. Remez Lifl of the Otsum, Remez Lano Bezeh, the Boy Oilam. Umasim Rabin Mitrachshim Ba'olam. Chelkim Noiraim Toivim Ladam, Chelkim Raim Ladam. There are things that happen in this world that appear to be the greatest things in the world. And then there are things that happen in this world that appear to be the worst things that you could ever imagine. When my son came home on Shabbos, on Yontif, and I said, Yaakov, you know more than I do, but Baruch Hashem, you know, I wasn't checking my phone. He unfortunately had to check his phone. And he said, Abba, it's Shabbos. I don't want to tell you what's going on. The only hint I'm going to give you, it would be the absolute worst movie you've ever seen in your life. You wouldn't believe the movie. The movie would be, you wouldn't believe the movie. And as unfortunately we're glued, and I think it's a terrible thing, but we're, including myself, glued to images, and we love watching them. I'm being serious, I'm sorry. The Hamas images to put pachad into ourselves, and we're watching them, and we're sending them to people, Rahman al-Islam. But the Rebbe Shalom shows us things we think are good, Sadik Varalo, right? All those different types of things. And when things that are happening are bad, we're in Tsar. Right? I have a son sitting at home now, okay, that since the first siren cannot leave the house. There's a kid who's jolly, who loves to literally for like 6 hours on end play soccer in the new park over here. He won't leave the house. He's scared. He's hearing, and I'm sure you guys are hearing this, booms all day. Boom, boom, boom. My house has been shaking. Charada. Rightfully so. He's scared. He's scared that a terrorist will come into his house, that an army soldier will knock on the door. My wife's boss was shot. Shot in the arm. His son was shot in the shoulder by Israeli soldiers. Guess what? They weren't Israeli soldiers. They were in an army jeep wearing Tzahal uniforms. And he rolled the window down and he says, why are you shooting at us? Yehudim, anachnu Yehudim. And then the other one looked at him and said, Abba, they're not Yehudim. Can you imagine the pachad? And we rightfully show Hepsar, the ego in Valenu. Madua, why is this happening? Shein Yoidim Sibas, why does this have to happen to us? How can the Rebbeinu Shalom do this to us? What's going on? I'm sure everybody here who didn't know me now knows me by my drasha on Nila, the big mistake Lev HaTorah made. Right? And what did I talk about? The Olam Hafach Raisi. My kids are making fun of me because apparently I said the word topsy-turvy many times. They never heard that word before as Israelis. Mamash a topsy-turvy world. Some of you understand better than others. Army soldiers, you understand? The greatest army in the world. Oh, America, they don't know. What is America going to tell us? We're the greatest army. What happened? How could this have happened? Everybody's question is the same. How is it? How could it be? Every news day, who cares? It happened. It's happening. Come on, let's look. Recall me, Esa Boyer. We all have to believe, and this is the hardest belief. It's the hardest thing to have emunah bitachon in this time. What we call in Hebrew, dikayon, to be sad, to feel. If there's somebody in the world, I don't, forget about meals. I'm not thinking about meals. Like, Baruch Hashem, I'm eating. But I don't care anymore. I don't care about meals. I don't care about, who cares? Trying to figure my life out. I'm trying to figure out how to get my daughter who was stuck in a yeshuv that was closed down. How am I going to get her to? How to get my niece who's staying with us back to her seven? Olam hafach raisi. So what's the lesson? Says the Ortzos HaTorah, really from the Or Chaim.
This is what the Ribbono Shalom
has taught us.
Because David HaMelech, the greatest of the great, Hoshana Rabba, this is when we had the ultimate tefillah, the chasima. What does he say? Oydecha ki ani soni. All of us, we're saying this for the last 8 days. We repeated it over and over again in Hallel. But when we look and understand, and this is the time to start looking at our words. Oydecha ki ani soni, I thank you. When? You've answered me and become my salvation. When? In my difficult times. Oydecha ki ani soni. Gam ala oini. We thank Hashem for what we don't know. We thank Hashem and say, Hashem, I have emunah b'tachem. There's got to be a reason for what's going on here because I know that you love us. Every year, Aseres Me'etshuva, I try to focus on a bracha that I haven't had enough kavanah for. And I don't know why, but I've never had good kavanah right after Moedim. V'chol ha'chaim yaducha, v'chol ha'chaim, v'rach v'drabam shechol kam lo'ed, v'chol ha'chaim yaducha selah. So before she explain, thank you. What? I don't understand why everything's good. We are Jews. Don't get me wrong. There's going to be 700 funerals and they're going to scream the word Baruch Dai Nevis. It's bad. But we have to understand that there's a reason for everything in the world that happens. And therefore, the MS is at the end. And he says like this, L'chein remez ha-toyra emes b'soifa b'tevois v'lo barush. Not in the beginning, at the end. Lomar l'cha she'b'techila ein nikriyaz emes. In the beginning, we don't see the ways of Hashem. We don't understand it. Aval b'soifa davar emes. But at the end, in the end, Rabbi Yisai is going to be with Mashiach. It's not going to be something we're going to understand now. It's going to be at the end of days that we're going to understand the Geula. That's going to be the MS. This is the world of MS. And maybe that's why Lev is backwards. Because Rabbi Yisai, we only have a Lev Tov when now. The things that I've seen over the last number of hours have been remarkable. And when I went to pick up my daughter, and so we had I thought I had the greatest idea. We were to wait for my niece's bus. And I figured, oh, we'll hang out in Manila. I go to the parking lot, and the guy's like, you can park here and pay money, but there's nothing open. Yerushalayim is desolate. I haven't seen it like this since COVID. Desolate. So we're stopped, just walking around, and who was there? The only people there? The Americans. A lot of, like, second-day people who probably don't know what's going on. And there were first-day... Anyway, there was an American family. They just went to Apple Pizza, you know. They don't know about the rip-off, you know, 80 shekel for a pie, right? So they're buying all these pies of pizza. And I'm like, wow, we were joking. We're like laughing at them. Whoa, these people have, you know, these people are hungry. And all of a sudden, they take the pies and they start giving it out to soldiers. My son told me that he realized that he was called in. They were in the middle of dancing on Simchas Torah. He hadn't eaten that day. Right, because it was the morning. He had to get into a car, drive to my house. He didn't have a chance to eat anything. And he said, Abba, we just got to the base in Gush. They don't have any food. They don't have nothing. They weren't prepared for this. He said, what's going to be? I said, I brought him some Shabbos food. He didn't know where it was. He had a Cliff Bar. Okay. He said he gets to where they slept in a classroom in Yeshivat Har Etzion. And he walked in. First of all, the great Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Meidan, was giving them a chizuk shir. And he took a video of all the food that people brought from Gush. Mamash could, you know the term, you could feed an army? Like, Mika Amcha Yisrael. The stories, and this is just personal stories that happen. The things that I've heard. You all know that over the last number of months, if not a year, there's been a big sense of lack of achdus. It came to a front during Rosh Hashanah, during Yom Kippur, when they tried to, as they always used to have in Tel Aviv, and people were knocking mechitzas down and taking shetels off people's head. I mean, it's been crazy. And now, when there's nothing left except Am Yisrael, I guarantee you the Hamas people didn't go in and say, wait, if tzitzis on? Oh no, then we're not going to... They didn't care. Jew is a Jew is a Jew. And only now we're seeing a little bit of what the, it should be, what the nation should be. The achdus that should happen. It's sad that it happens at this time. I want to read you a few ideas. You know, the Ramban, Rav Asher Weiss just came out an hour ago with a very, very powerful, it's in Hebrew, but it's so emotional. I was waiting for a Haredi Rav to come out and be margish what we're feeling. And he quoted the Ramban, who says, you know what can make a person into a kofer? What can make a person go off the derech? Tzadik v'ralo. When he sees terrible things happening to tzadikim. On Simchas Torah? On the day that the Rabbanu Shalom said, kosher li prei daschem? When the Rabbanu Shalom says, parachad, ayil achad, it's just us. Nobody else. Everybody get out of here. It's just us. There's no shivim umois anymore. No. Ki basically, right, not this day. The Midrash says, it's not only, said Rav Moshe Shmuel, it's not only a day of lifnei Hashem, it's a day im, the day they were with Hashem, hand in hand, kiviyachol. That's the day that this happens. And how does it happen? By someone who's saying, what do they say? The Teres Yimach Shemam. We're doing it because of our religion. What are they screaming in all the videos? Alu Akbar! They're doing it in the name of Hashem. It's Hashem. It's not. We're not talking about Avodah Zarah here. Ain't Chol Hashem Gadol Mizu. That's what they think. That's being Makadosh there, Hashem. It's Hashem. Guys, it's the same Hashem. We're not making jokes here. That's what's going on here. We're probably saying, what's going on? But let's get practical. What can we do? First thing, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, I know we're done with Tshuva, right? We're not done with Tshuva. In Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, listen to this powerful Rambam. Ha'parish midarche tzibur, afal pishilo avad averas, ela navdil me'edos Me'adas Yisrael, ve'eino oisa mitzvos beklalam nichlasa beratzon. What happens to a person who separates himself from the community? He says, I'm American. I'm from Canada. I'm from England. I'm not margish. This doesn't affect me at all. It affects me because there's a lockdown. It affects me because I couldn't get on the bus. It affects me because the mall is closed. It affects me. I went to go to get ice cream. The ice cream store is called Azai Chutzpah. The Rambam writes, that is the biggest sinner. You haven't done any sin. You put tefillin on. You have tzitzis on. You're not margish of tzara. You and your own yeshiva, your fellow soldiers who are sitting on the border. Everyone's away. Your rebbe's kids are crying at night. The son who God knows where he is. You're not margish yet? What's wrong with you? I don't want to say. Check your yichus. Are you Jewish? That's what we are as the Jewish people. Racheli Flankel, of course, the mother of Naftali, Hashem Yimkam Damo, spoke to my daughter, who's in Midrashah today. And that's such a powerful thing. She says, if anybody knows about Nidorim, about Cap, it's me. But there's one thing that kept me going all those 18 days. I literally would wake up in the morning and I felt like the nation was hugging me. Forget about the letters and the people who brought food and calls. She says, can you imagine though, Klal Yisrael is waking up to this? We're all hugging. I can tell you this. I did go into Yerushalayim today. I did go into a... Nobody's talking. There's no talking. There's no radio stations that are playing music that has anything happy about it. I just heard a story, Mamish coming here. A woman, Rachel and David, who were for 20 hours in their home with five Hamas terrorists. Each of them had that's not a joke, had on their head a grenade with just if they moved, they would be dead. With a machine gun to their head, one of them had a rocket launcher in their face. And she said, I can't understand this, but she said, I was able to negotiate with them. And she was unbelievably smart with five police officers negotiating. Her son actually was one of the police officers. Obviously, they didn't want to say that. So she was able to explain, and they broke in through her bathroom in just crazy stuff and killed all of them. And it was partly because she psychologically had them like her. She made them food. It's mama's crazy story, but she kept repeating the same thing. Honestly, I don't know if she was religious or not. They didn't show the husband. She said, I just sat with my husband and I told him one thing over and over again. We need to just repeat these words. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. She kept saying it on TV. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. It's a regular TV station. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Rav Asher Weiss says that he learned something very interesting from the Klusenberger Rebbe, his Rebbe. Klusenberger Rebbe lost 11 children and a wife in the Holocaust. Ein tzara gadol mizu. 11 children, Rav Yisai. And he said, not for a second did I ever lose faith in the Rabbeinu Shalom. Did I not have bitachon and emuna? Rav Asher Weiss says, you have to belibenu, you have to lahargish, you have to feel Shakadosh Baruch Hu, oyev otanu. And there's a reason, we don't know the reason, and we won't know the reason until loss of love, until why this ghoul is so darn bitter. But said the Klusenberger Rebbe, did you ever think about it? Why is it that when we say Shema Yisrael, we all know this, hear, O Israel, the Lord is God, right? What do we do? What do? We cover our eyes. So why do we cover our eyes? So if you want to be a really smart Shir Bet guy, what are you going to tell me? Rebbe, we cover our eyes. Why? We need to have concentration. That's what I always thought. That's what I always learned. We need to have concentration. So he says, okay, so close your eyes. What do you have to cover your eyes for? Just go like this. Shema Yisrael. Why do you have to do this? Now it's true. And if you've ever seen our Sephardic friends here, they have the coolest one, right? They do the shin. You know, it's like got all this stuff going on there. Heebie-jeebie stuff. I don't know. But it's Ashkenazim. So he says, the Klusenberger Rebbe says, you know why? We cover our eyes and we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Yes, the God of judgment, the God of din, the din that came down on Simchas Torah. Ach, Vayisa Ach Sameach, Shmini Atzeret is called the day of Simcha, Ach Sameach. But Hashem Echad. Hashem, the Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, Rachmanis, Zachad. So what do? We take this, we go like this, because what happens when you take your hand off? You're like this. This is the ultimate tefillah. What is this? I don't know. What do you want? You're going to start explaining to your kids now? You say to him, I don't know. This, so you're able to put your hand up and say, Hashem, I'm admitting to you, I don't know your din. But Hashem Echad, one day, Bayom Hu Yishem Echad, Ushmar Echad, Rav Bagno just said, he spoke to us, and he said this beautiful Rambam, I'll read you in a moment, but he said, that is the essence of Yichud Hashem. That's why it's not enough on Rosh Hashanah when we said the beautiful words of Shema Yisrael in the Tefillah, of course, in Musaf. We had to be Mamlech Hashem also. B'chol Aretz. Listen to this Rambam. The Rambam says, this is in Hilchos Malachim, when he's talking about Mamish, talking about war. So when he talks about war, the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, Echad Mechametz Mitzvah, he says that when it comes to war, so listen to this Rambam, it's gorgeous. And his mamish, I think, speaks to us in the time that we're in and the moments we're in now. The Rambam writes that it's not enough for a person to just say, I'm going to war. I don't have pachad of the Rabbeinu Shalom. We know the whole, this is from our the parshios, Kitetzei L'Melchama. Do you have a bayit chadash? You need to leave. You just got married. You have to leave. Because you're not going to have your mind in the things. So now you finally have the person that has yiras Hashem. So he leaves. So he goes. And now, miyash hayiras Hashem, shebi v'enekach lamad b'kush b'chama, you could leave. But anybody who's coming has to have belibo that he knows what's going on. Yiras Hashem. Listen to the Rambam. We're Zion Hilchos Malachim.
Tesvav. Mi eisha yiras Hashem kimashma she'ein bilaba koyach la'amad bekoshi milchama bekushei milchama ma'achas she'nichnas bekoshi milchama yoshin mik mikav Yisrael v'moishe b'tzara v'yodu she'al yichud Hashem hu osem milchama. What does he mean? Why is he saying here yichud Hashem says Ramban? You know why? What's yichud Hashem? It's Shema Yisrael. I don't understand why there's a war. Oh, this was, I was about to say, I forgot to say it. So Rabbi said this, I didn't know this number. Listen to this number. Because of the world crazy, I told you a year ago, everybody's good. We're talking about the lack of achdus. So there were a lot of soldiers who stopped going to Miluim. Said, we're done, we hate this government. So now when they called everybody up, they were very nervous. They called up, you know, whatever it is, the amount is 10,000, whatever, soldiers. And they said that these soldiers who said they're not going to serve may not serve, especially when it comes to the Air Force. There's a lot of Air Force people that don't want to serve. So they obviously were looking for 100% of participation. Can anybody guess what number of participation they got? They were looking for 100%. 120% of the people. What does that mean? I mean, 80 would be great. People came to bases and said, you didn't call me. I'm serving. Don't you dare tell me I can't serve. He said his neighbor called and said, how did you not call me? They're like, oh, you're not on the list specifically. Baruch Hashem, we have too many people right now. We didn't expect 120%. I saw a beautiful video. My neighbor had a Nebuch bring his son to one of the bases. Miles and miles on the side of the road of cars. People just got out of the car and started walking to serve in Hashem's army. That's Yichud Hashem. That's Yiskadol V'Yiskadol Shmei Rabba. That's being Mamlich the Rabbanu Shalom. That's the Echad that we're talking about. So what practical things can you do? I don't think there's anybody here who's, including myself, who's going to be serving. And I think, I hope, we all feel the same. We feel helpless. We feel like losers, especially you guys more than me. You're real losers, right? Because you're the age. What are you doing? My son happens to be 18. He's in 12th grade, so he can't serve in the army. He's like, I feel terrible. Why am I not there? I hope you really feel this way. There's something you could do. Something you could do. There's a lot of things you could do. Open Sefer Tehillim. David HaMelech promised us this is the Sefer. I beg you after davening, not just with the, I don't care what the yeshiva says. Open up a Sefer Tehillim after davening. Say a few parakim. After mincha, after ma'ariv. Before you go to sleep at night. You're showing the Rabbanu Shalom, Markish, I feel it. That's what the Rambam was talking about. You're not part of the Tzibor? What are you doing? You're Parishman at Tzibor? Who are you? And Hashem says the number one thing is called Torah. Rabbi say, you're in yeshiva. You're here. You obviously just show that at 10:30 at night, you're sitting and learning Torah is ridiculous. Because you're showing Hashem, I need to do a little bit more. And excuse me for saying, you're not Shana Aleph anymore with all your excuses. Rebbe, I'm addicted to my phone. Stop it. There's nothing good, I'm talking to myself now, majorly. There's nothing good coming out of your phone. I guarantee you. The Facebook feeds and the Instagrams and the whatever, the TikTok videos, stop it. It's not helping you at all. It's not doing anything. I'm not saying you have to go on. It's important. You have to. It's important. I get it. You have to know what's going on. But not spending all day. I'm sorry, but I know people. Like 8 hours later, you watch every video of Hamas. Shkoyach. Great. You're Bucky now in what Hamas did. We know it's horrific. I can't even talk about it. I'm going to cry. I may know a little bit more than you. What I know, I don't want to talk about it. I can't talk about it. That's what you can do. You can give back. And let me ask you something. Please do this. I don't care if it's all the same person. You know Lev Lechayel, guys. They're your friends. Did you take their names down? What's the big deal? A little bit extra tefillah? And Shema Kolenu adding their names? They're your friends. You're not davening for them? I don't want to put you in the Rambam's category.
You know, you literally know somebody. You know, it says in the times of Pesach, lahavdil, not the same. There wasn't a bias in Mitzrayim, she'ein bo meis. There isn't a house here that doesn't have someone connected to the army. I'm sorry to say, and somebody that knows somebody that was injured. I'm sorry. Know somebody that died, yes. You have to be margishet. You have to say, here's what I'm doing, Ribbono Shel Olam, extra. A little Tehillim, something. Please. Change your life a little bit. Get off your freaking phones already. It's not doing you any good. It's not helping the matzav. You're davening more. You're learning more.
But I say we should be zeicha, and I'm sorry I'm giving this bracha. We should be zeicha that we don't need an understanding of what's. We're not going to get an understanding of why this happened. And I'm sorry to be the bearer of evil, but the matzav's not getting better. It's going to be long days of us hankering down and saying, I'm not able to be there. And Rav Asher White said this, and I was so... He said, yeshiva bachrim, who don't serve in the army, get into the yeshivas now. You know, this is called Ben Azmanim now. You guys know, because you're in Ben Azmanim. Rosh Chodesh. What are you waiting for, Rosh Chodesh? You nuts? Go back to yeshiva now. What are you doing? A chutzpah. There are people serving the army. There were a lot of emotional things about when my son came home. But to have a child before they leave, say, wait, Abba, I need to get my Gemara. I have to do Daf Yomi. Can you get my Gemara to do Daf Yomi? And you're not going to learn a little bit more? Seriously? Your friends from Leif HaChayal, they're mamish in the army. Rav Boaz's son is mamish... I don't want to say. Spent the day with terrorists today. That's all I'm going to tell you. Okay? You're not Markishad? You're not davening more? You're not saying deal? You're not learning more? What are you going to say to the wrong stuff? I watch every video. I watch every clip possible. And I wrote on the comments to CNN, how dare you, and Sky News. Come on. To be margishit. To be margishit with a feeling of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem, I know that you're one and I don't understand. And the Echad comes, as we say in Aleinu. V'ner mavaya Hashem l'melech ha'kol eretz b'yomahu yiyah Hashem Echad. B'yomahu. Not now. B'yomahu. I believe you're melech now. I know that you love me, Hashem. But it's difficult. Bono Hashem should switch our avelos to simcha. Someone said last night that the word simcha, sham moyach, it has the moyach, the mind. A true simcha is when you just are happy because the Ribbono Shel Olam is with you and he's on your side. I hope a little bit this helped. We'll go offline in a moment and answer any questions if I can. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give us only Yeshua's v'nechamas, and this should be, people are saying, gog v'magog, they were, it should be the end of days. It should be the time where Ribbono Shel Olam finally shows his presence. We should be zeicha to start joining the Ribbono Shel Olam in his house. Be as girl tzedek with Bayis Shlishi, Mehir V'Yameinu, Amen.